You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham here with UPR's film critic, Casey T. Allen. Welcome back, Casey.
I'm back.
This week, the Independent Spirit Awards announced their nominations, officially kicking off award season in Hollywood. Did you have a chance to take a look at the nominations, and what stood out to you this year? Any surprises?
I did get a chance to look at the nominations. I'm most happy for the independent film First Cow that got a handful of nominations, including Best Feature Film. Such a wonderful, quiet, unassuming film about friendship during the exploration and settlement of the American West. I strongly recommend everyone to see it. It was wonderful. I was also very excited to see the film Minari nominated also for Best Feature Film. That film won the Grand Jury Prize last year at the Sundance Film Festival and kind of follows in the footsteps of the South Korean film Parasite that won a lot of awards last year. Minari is about a Korean family that immigrates to Arkansas to try and start a farm in the 1980s.
Casey, tell us a little bit about the Independent Spirit Awards. What makes these awards different from other movie awards?
The Film Independent Spirit Awards weren't started until 1986, so the roots of tradition for this awards show don't run as deep as the Oscars or the Golden Globes, but they've very quickly managed to make their mark in Hollywood and in the film industry as a whole because they really help highlight a lot of films that other award ceremonies leave by the wayside. They really help to highlight films that are produced on a much smaller budget than most other films, and they also highlight films that showcase a lot of new talent, a lot of unknown faces, both in front of and behind the camera, so audiences can be exposed to a lot of new talent and a lot of fresh and different kind of voices.
While we are talking about independent films, we should mention that the Sundance Film Festival begins today. A lot of films that premiered last year are represented this year. Tell us what Sundance films are nominated this year for the Independent Spirit Awards.
The wonderful comedy that's available on Netflix now called The 40-Year-Old Virgin, directed, written, and starring Rhoda Blank. That has a couple nominations. Also, an amazing documentary, also available on Netflix, called Crip Camp. That documentary won the Audience Award at Sundance last year, and this film is now nominated for Best Documentary.
Casey, the Independent Spirit Awards announced that they will not be hosting an in-person ceremony. Their ceremonies will be broadcast on April 22nd. Are other award ceremonies following this protocol, the SAG Awards, Golden Globes, Oscars?
I think most award ceremonies, the producers are begrudgingly leaning toward broadcasting a virtual ceremony. And I don't think that's a tragedy. I remember the Primetime Emmy Awards did the same kind of ceremony in September last year, and it didn't feel terrible. I watched it at my parents' house, and I remember thinking it was fine. Definitely it felt different, but at least it's still able to happen. So I'm expecting most other, if not all, award ceremonies will follow suit.
Well, finally, Oscar nominations will be announced on March 15th. Do you think the Independent Spirit Award nominations influence Oscar voters?
Ordinarily, in normal years, I would say no. They influence Oscars very little. But we all know 2020 was not a normal year because of the COVID pandemic. The Film Independent Spirit Awards do actually have a real opportunity now to have a lot of their nominees to also be nominated at the Oscars.
Well, Casey, we will look forward to talking about all things Oscars in the near future. In the meantime, you have a review for us this week. What did you see?
The Midnight Sky is a quiet, contemplative drama set in the future about survival and human connection, adapted from the 2016 novel Good Morning Midnight by Lily Brooks Dalton. Since The Midnight Sky premiered on Netflix recently, it has inspired a persistent philosophical question in my mind. What is happening to George Clooney? I don't mean to suggest that George Clooney is sliding into Nicolas Cage territory. What my question means is, When did George Clooney become so sentimental in his work? As the leading star, director, and co-producer of The Midnight Sky, George Clooney plays a haggard, lone scientist living near the North Pole who crosses his radio waves with the crew of a space shuttle returning to Earth, while the rest of the planet's population remains inexplicably silent. This film adaptation adds more action scenes to the story than the book has. The book's rich backstories of the main characters unfortunately take a back seat to the dangers of traveling through space or through the Arctic. So the human emotions of loss, regret, and fear don't get much time to shine.
A mild recommendation maybe on this one?
Yeah, it was okay. There were some good parts. It comes close to the bullseye, but not quite right on it.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for being here, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll be ready.